Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, were you relieved when you woke up to this new and much-talked-about day? I think it's safe to say that we can continue with holiday planning and getting on with life. But I will make this one observation. As we've been coming up to this date, many groups from many different cultures and traditions have spoken about a change in consciousness happening around this landmark date. Some have talked about a change in consciousness happening as opposed to the destruction of a planet. And I wonder about the events that transpired in Connecticut this past week. You know, never before has such an outpouring of grief and public outcry been heard in the wake of the killing of those little children and their teachers. And perhaps this is a watershed moment, a time when we can agree to work together as the human family, to work to keep people safer, and to let loving actions known. That would be a wonderful thing. And if any good could come out of this terrible, terrible event, that would be a great start. Today, in our journey through Advent, we turn our thoughts to Mary and her tremendous courage by saying yes to God. While scholarly types often debate Mary's exact age, based on the custom and the protocol of her day, we do know that she was indeed a young teenager. Mary's life was also pretty much laid out before her, even at her tender young age. In her world, much was prescribed according to custom and religious ceremony. Life was simple and fairly straightforward. She would take her place among the women of the community. Her life would unfold exactly as had her mother's and her mother's mother's and all the other women around her. She would marry, have children, and live out the roles of wife and mother. And so it was that Mary's parents, when she came of the age to marry, selected Joseph to be her husband. Now, Joseph was quite a bit older, we understand. He was a carpenter, a tradesman, and he could offer Mary and their future grandchildren great security and comfort. He was established in the community, and this stability boded well for their daughter's life. He was even a descendant of David, like Mary herself. So this was considered a wonderful match, unlikely to hold surprises for either one of the happy couple. So they thought. But enter one very magnificent angel with a life-changing message, and Mary's quiet, predictable life was forever altered. Gabriel came to her and announced that she'd been chosen to bear God's son. Think of the teenagers you know. Think how they might react when told something that involves a challenge. And now, contrast with that with the way Mary addressed the angel. Surely, she must have felt surprise and shock, but her heart was open to the possibility. How can this be? She asked innocently. She had known no man in her short life. The prospect must have caused her more than a little concern. Yet, as she stood in the presence of the angel, she put her fears aside. Humbled by the great task set before her, she said yes to God's prayer. So often when we think of desires that we've put aside, we refuse the idea that there is hope for us to fulfill them. This is meant for someone wiser, someone more talented, someone more attractive, someone older, someone younger. We think, oh, it's too difficult. I can't manage this. There's no room for this in my life. I have no time. And so we move on to other, more attainable, perhaps, goals. Surely a teenager, faced with the prospect of mothering the Son of God, must have felt the same way. Yet from someplace deep within her heart, she found the courage to say yes, to take the step, to go for it. And from someone, she was given all that she needed to accomplish a seemingly overwhelming task. That someone has a capital S. Why can we not do the same? Say yes to our dreams. Say yes to the desires that make our hearts beat faster, our breath quicken. Will God not give us the courage, the wisdom, the support, the resources to see them come to fruition? Of course God will. With God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible. All things, all dreams, everything in our life, if we focus and call it to us with prayer and love and patience, we will see the fruition of our heart's desire. Let us pray. O come, Emmanuel, we come before you with our lips full of praise and our hearts seeking desires and dreams for ourselves and for others. In this time of prayer, we call upon your love to surround us. We ask to be held in your peace. And we offer you all the people this day who are in any need or trouble, remembering especially the people of Newtown, Connecticut, and the people still recovering from Hurricane Sandy, all the people who have been affected by flood and famine across the globe, by oppression and hardship, by violence, especially violence against women. We call for a new day where all are equal and considered equal in each other's eyes. Even as we are equal in the sight of God, so shall we respect the dignity of every human person, every living thing, everything that has been created, our planet as well. These are all created in God's image, and we call for respect and inclusion and love to reign supreme. We offer all who are sick in body and mind and spirit, we ask for your healing grace to be upon them this day. And we offer you our own needs, our own concerns, trusting that you do hear everything that we pray, all our petitions, all our concerns, all our worries, and are working to bless and resolve each circumstance for our greatest good. Creator God, so much of our path lies in darkness. We may not know what gift we've been called to offer to the world in your name. We may fear the sacrifices that taking a certain path may ask of us. We ask for courage. We ask for vision. We ask for your presence to be with us each and every day. Help us to gain insight into the ways you work in our life and the purpose to which you call us. Grant us the depth of love and courage that, like Mother Mary, even though we may not know the details, our hearts may still say yes. In your loving name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning on this Connection Point. I will be back tomorrow morning and every morning until Christmas as we continue our walk through Advent. And I would ask if you have been helped or supported or inspired by these little broadcasts along the way, that you might make a contribution, a small donation, to help us with the costs of this radio show and being part of the Community Catholic Church, our little parish. I don't get paid for this gig, but I do it because I serve God in love. And so I would ask that if you feel so moved to offer a donation at the website, you can go to holyangelscommunity.com or you can go to communitycatholicchurch.com, and there you'll find on the right-hand side a donation button. I sure would appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.